I expect increased use in cultural exchanges that will facilitate mutual understanding between the two peoples and promote cultural exchanges between the two countries.
I hope the two peoples become closer and have better relations. For young people like us, there is no problem in exchanges. More exchanges and more communications will better future relations.
The visiting Japanese diplomat met Chinese and Japanese students at the Hiroshima University's Beijing Research Center at the Capital Normal University. During the meeting, Fumio Kishida stressed the importance of communications, especially between young people from the two countries. The Japanese foreign minister encouraged students to help each other and explained his country's policies towards Chinese international students.Some experts believe that the visit by Japan's foreign minister embodies the positive side of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's foreign policy towards China, yet some believe that the visit will hardly contribute to any fundamental improvement in the Sino-Japanese relationship. Yang Baojiang, the deputy director of the Institute of Japanese Studies at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, said Abe's dual diplomatic policy towards China is ruining the relations between the two countries.The expert pointed out that in the area of national security, Japan has taken a tough position against China, while in economic and regional cooperation, it is willing to negotiate with the latter.
On the one hand, Kishida's visit is due to the visible economic interest. On the other hand, it's part of Abe's foreign diplomacy. In other words, Abe hopes to establish such an image in the international community to suggest that the Japanese government is striving to improve relations with neighboring countries,especially with China.
Yang also noted that the Sino-Japanese relationship has not improved as expected in the past year, primarily due to the attitude adopted by Abe's government regarding the South China Sea issue. He says this has contributed to an uncertain future for bilateral relations. The Japanese foreign minister is scheduled to talk with his Chinese counterpart on Saturday in Beijing. He will also visit Thailand, Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam after his China visit.For CRI, this is Guo Yan.